Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. It is June and the June-bearing strawberries are out in full force. If you are newly planted June strawberries or if you've had the bed for a while, our experts from the ISU Extension Horticulture team have a few words of advice for you. If you have a June strawberry and are wondering how long or how many years those strawberry beds might be productive, there's a few different things to keep in mind. If you have a well-maintained and do a good job of renovating your strawberry beds annually, they can remain productive for up to 4 or 5 years. However, if you don't manage your strawberry beds, they may only be productive for a year or two. It is usually time to plant a new strawberry bed when the berry size or the number of berries that you get out of that planting starts to decline. If you're wondering how to renovate your June-bearing strawberries, remember this should be done annually to help maximize your crop yields, prolong the life of the planting, as well as control insects and diseases in the strawberry planting. What you want to do is right after your bed stops producing, so within 1 week after the last harvest, mow off about an inch above the crowns of the plants with a rotary mower or something else like a weed whipper if they're in a hard-to-get-to location. Do not mow the strawberry bed after this 1 week period, as later mowing will destroy the new leaf growth that usually starts once the last harvest is completed. To aid in disease control, rake and remove any plant debris after you've mowed the bed to get all of the old leaves out, as well as anything that may have dropped, old strawberries that settled to the bottom, things that filtered in if you had straw or other mulch on it over the winter. Get all of that out. Take that either to a compost pile or dispose of it appropriately. June-bearing strawberries should be grown in approximately 2-foot-wide matted rows. Narrow these up to an 8-inch-wide strip with a rototiller or hoe. Again, you want to do this immediately after the last harvest, so the bed will have time to branch back out with those new runners. When selecting the part of the row to keep, try to save the younger plants and remove the older plants from the row. So kind of keep track if you tilled down the center last year, head right or left this year. That way you'll be picking up the growth off of the plants that were new runners at the end of last season. If the strawberry planting has been allowed to become a solid mat, you can renovate the bed by creating 8-inch-wide strips and space those plant strips about 3 foot apart. The next thing you want to do is fertilize your strawberries. Again, you don't want to do this when the beds are producing fruit, as that will encourage heavy leaf growth that makes those strawberries harder to find and also actually slows down the production of strawberries. But when you are renovating, is a great time to fertilize. You can apply approximately 5 pounds of a balanced 10-10-10 fertilizer or something similar for about every 100 foot of the row to encourage plant growth and development. Don't forget to water your strawberry plants during dry weather, which we certainly have not had much of this year, but as we head into the summer, if you have long stretches of dry weather, do keep them watered to encourage that new shoot development. Strawberries require approximately 1 inch of water per week for adequate growth, so make sure you are irrigating the planting during dry summer weather to ensure optimum production next season. This encourages new runner formation as well as flower bud development. The flower buds on June-bearing strawberries will develop in late summer and early fall. If you have problems with weeds once you have gotten that bed mowed down, the best place to handle that is by hand pulling. You can also do a shallow cultivation in the rows to keep the weeds down. Of course, you don't want to cultivate directly on top of the strawberry plants. Some June-bearing strawberry cultivars are very vigorous and will produce runners that extend beyond the 2-foot-wide row you're looking for. These runners can either be picked up and placed back within the row or removed to prevent the planting from becoming a solid mass, which, of course, obviously a little bit harder to pick those and get in there and get to the strawberries next season. If you have ever-bearing or day-neutral strawberries, those do not need to be renovated, like June-bearing strawberries. These are most productive when the plants are maintained as large, single plants. Matted rows of ever-bearing and day-neutral strawberries are not as productive as single plants, so if you see runners developing on your ever-bearing and day-neutral strawberries, you should remove those to keep those plants healthy and vigorous. If you have a well-maintained planting of ever-bearing or day-neutral strawberries, they may stay productive for about 2 to 3 years before you may want to consider adding some new plants and removing some of the old. Of course, for more information on this yard and garden topic and many others, you can always find information on the ISU Extension website or by stopping in the Cass County Extension office at 805 West 10th Street. Right there on the fairgrounds, you can also give us a call anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. We'd be happy to answer your questions for you. Another great resource that is available during the growing season is the ISU Extension Hortline. Horticulture Hotline is a great number to call, and that is 515-294-3108. And they do answer that usually during weekdays as well. Great resource there, and you can talk to a campus horticulture specialist at that horticulture hotline. That number is also available on the Extension website. Also want to mention quickly a program that we have coming up in a couple weeks to get this on your calendar. Capturing Government Sales. If you are a local business that's ever considered government contracting for potential sales prospects or to sell your products and services to federal, state, or even local governments, but you're not quite sure whether it is a market that you can or should expand your resources and pursue, or if you've ever heard differing stories on how to do business with the government, this presentation is perfect for companies of any size, large or small, that have considered or already selling their products to or services to the government and either are unsure of the next steps or are not sure whether they want to commit or expand into this market. ISU CIRIS, Center for Industrial Research and Service, Government Contracting Specialist Andy Alexander is a new specialist in our area, and he will be leading this meeting, providing a view of government contracting services, providing some considerations, education, myths, and facts, as well as recommendations for your business to consider. You'll also have an opportunity to meet and chat with Andy in a Q&A before and after if you want to come early or stay a little late and meet him and learn a little bit more about the types of resources available through the Center for Industrial Research and Service that are provided to local businesses. One of the presentations he will be giving is here in the Cass County Community Center, right there on the fairgrounds, attached to the Extension office. He'll be here on Thursday, June 25th, from noon to 1 p.m. We do ask that you RSVP to the Cass County Extension office a day in advance, 243-1132. Just let us know you're coming or drop us an email, because we are providing a light lunch at no cost to anyone who attends and pre-registers. So if you're interested in that, there's more information on our website, and you can give us a call with any questions as well. As always, give us a call, stop by, say hi, or find us online, either on the web or on Facebook 24/7. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.